psychologically, it's sometimes very easy to dismiss oneself or to put yourself down, especially if someone else is trying to manipulate you. One of the ways people manipulate one another is by withholding forgiveness. You have heard the phrase, perhaps, "I will never forgive them as long as I live." That is something that is unforgivable. Well, these are not Christian proclamations, nor are they meant as something to encourage us, but something to confine us in a box. The truth is, we don't need anyone to accept our sorrow and repentance, and we don't need anyone's forgiveness. If I am truly sorry and I apologize, my work is done. The person's job is whether they want to accept or reject my sincerity or even to trust it at all. It doesn't matter to me as a Christian what they do. It may be hurtful. It may be discouraging. But I will not fall into the trap of being controlled by someone who becomes a judge and jury to my intentions or to my sincerity. That's their problem and their job. We pray in the Our Father, not forgive us our trespasses as those who accept our forgiveness or reject our forgiveness. No, we pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. My job is to forgive you if you do anything bad to me. But if I don't accept your forgiveness, it doesn't make you less sincere. It doesn't make you less interested in making progress. Do not let yourself be controlled by how people react to you. Double and redouble your efforts to be sincere in your intentions, and you will realize the greatness that you have. Now, sometimes we judge how great a person is by their accomplishments or what they do. Recently, I was reading about the first person in space, Yuri Gagarin. The guy was 5'2" tall. But he accomplished something great in history with the help of other people. But even he was probably from time to time put down by other people, maybe looked askance by other people. But we should always remind ourselves that we are called to freedom, both in religion and in every relationship that we have. We should always keep our awareness about us. Is someone trying to control me? Is someone setting boundaries on my life? Is someone trying to put me in the box? Their words should not and never enslave me. I should listen to words of encouragement and appealing a person who appeals to my better nature to try once more to become a better person. So the next time you apologize to someone and you are sincere and they say, "I don't forgive you," don't worry about it. That's not your job. Your job is to be sincere and to apologize. Their job is what they want to do with it. That's not your problem. That's theirs. Slava Isusu Hristu!